Log Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Cindy Solomon from the Global Product Management Talk, broadcasting live over.
Well, you know, one thing with Product Camp, with the unconference format, it needs some structure, but it also needs some unstructure, if you will. And one of the things that I've tried to adhere to is building a framework, the corral, if you will. And then with inside that corral, it's all unstructured. It's all free flow. You build the framework, and then the meat that happens inside of it is organic.
Excellent. That's right. You named it. It's a framework.
That takes effort to farm that. I mean, you still have to plant the seeds and fertilize it, water it, but you can't make the harvest grow. The harvest is going to grow, and you need to get the word out. You need to recruit people to propose topics. You need to encourage them. A lot of people think maybe what they have to say isn't worth hearing. There have been a few people over the last couple of product camps that we said, no, come on, do something, put it out there. And they were talked into it, and they had a great time, and the people loved what they had to say. And they started a great conversation because, again, product camp isn't about a lecture. It's about engagement, and it's about sharing. And all you have to do is start the conversation.
And just to jump in there, because I really loved Greg's original analogy of farming, because think of it this way, Cindy. What we've tried to do is down-home organic farming in the sense of, you know, this isn't factory farming, right? We're not dousing the market, you know, with pesticides and using, you know, threshers and all that sort of stuff. We're tilling the soil, you know, by having really amazing, passionate people, you know, who are just in love with the idea of what Product Camp is, and they're doing the best they can to create a really supportive and healthy ecosystem where it can thrive.
Excellent. Poetic. And I think that, for me, is the bottom line, that product people who choose this line of work are passionate people.
Yes.
You have to be. You have to love what you're doing. You have to love your products.
Both of you are dead on. Passion is critically important for successful product managers, because if you are not intensely invested in whatever your product or service is, how the heck are you going to convince anyone else in your organization, let alone customers out in the market?
Exactly. Product Camp Radio. I'm on the line with Greg White and Mac McCoy. We've had some technical difficulty on this Friday afternoon as we are talking about the road to Product Camp SoCal. We've had some really valuable conversation about the specific market environment in Southern California, about the team that put the Product Camp together there, and about the tactics that they've employed to bring the community together to support these events. So, are you still there, Greg and Matt?
I'm here.
Awesome. We're safe from what we were talking about at the beginning of the history of the development of Product Camp SoCal. I connected with you when I saw you tweet that your group was getting together and that you recently incorporated. I think that's all very exciting, as well as the information that you have to share with other product management groups around the country and the world about what it takes to put together an event of this nature.
My name is Greg White. I am the founder and president of Orange County Product Managers, and one of the founders of Product Camp SoCal.
Welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Mac?
So my name is Mac McCoy, and I am a founding board member and treasurer for Orange County Product Managers. and one of the co-founders for Product Camp SoCal.
And this is something that you're actually doing in your spare time.
Yes, of course.
So it's really...
Nonprofits don't pay very well, especially startup nonprofits. They pay nothing.
Yeah, exactly. Try and find a VC for a startup nonprofit.
Yeah. Although there are quite a few of them here in San Francisco, but, you know, they're technology nonprofits.
True.
So we had covered what number Product Camp SoCal this is, and you really are ahead of the curve. And also, are you doing more than one event a year?
Well, we have, this is going to be our third Product Camp. We've done two previously, and Greg can talk about how we were nice and aggressive or audacious in doing one 6 months after doing our first. But then Orange County Product Managers, the professional association that we've founded, also has monthly get-togethers, almost monthly, that are a combination of a networking event, you know, where you can catch up with colleagues, and then there's also an educational component.
Excellent. And so this started from a LinkedIn group. It was kind of an organic community that grew.
Absolutely. Yeah, I started during a career transition. I was started the LinkedIn group in June of 2009, and we grew to a point of having a just a cocktail mixer in September of 2009. And that was actually the event at which Jamie Elge came up to me and introduced me to the concept of Product Camp. And I quickly grabbed Mac, and the three of us had a long conversation, and that was the beginning of Product Camp SoCal. And since then, the LinkedIn group's grown over 600 people. Like Mac said, we've got nearly monthly networking and educational meetings. John Mansoor will be coming in from Atlanta at the end of this month. And we've incorporated it as a nonprofit, and we're only a little over 2 years old. So we definitely have identified a gap in the market, and it looks like we're starting to fill it.
Excellent. And a gap in the market, how do you determine that?
Well, there was kind of a dearth of good product management, marketing, networking, and education organizations. Mac and I both sat on the board of the local PDMA chapter, and there were some challenges with we had some great success in growing that chapter, but the mission of PDMA is a little bit somewhat conflicted, so I'm familiar with some PDMA chapters that do very well, and they kind of march by the beat of their own drum, but many PDMA chapters, including the one here, kind of struggled against a current that fortunately our group hasn't had to struggle against. Going after more of a specific product management and marketing demographic has enabled us to grow tremendously. We've got some great speakers. We've got great people that come to our meetings. The networking is very fruitful. The conversations are energetic, and people like that. And we also try to create a fun environment. We'll typically have it at in a private room at a bar or something along those lines, where we can have some good food and a couple of cocktails after work, and people enjoy coming to our events. And so that's part of why our group has grown the way it has.
Awesome. I want to underline the fact that you said fun. Definitely product camps are fun. Product managers work so hard, and we're very serious about our products and about our knowledge. When you're working hard, it can be fun also, and I think that's forgotten a lot.
Yeah, it's an absolute requirement, right? If you're going to ask someone to come in after work, and you know how product managers are, right? Our work days are long, just like anyone's, and you know, then be able to engage with colleagues, not only to connect and network, but to also think about a topic. you know, and be able to discuss it intelligently and insightfully for, you know, an hour, at the end of the day, you absolutely have to have fun. You have to be able to relax and unwind and make it collegial.
Yes, for sure. And by the way, one of the things that we're talking about on our weekly Twitter talk is in-context promotion, having to do with fun. It turns out that in Australia, my co-host Adrian Tan of BrandMates is an Australian product management consultancy. A lot of their answers for how do you work with engineers or how do you get a point across, their answers were over beer. And it's become a running joke. So we've decided to reach out to potential sponsors who manufacture beer. So when beer comes up in the appropriate context, we can reward them with a case.
There you go. Whatever works. I've found in previous jobs that you know, taking your developers out for a beer or for drinks is a very, very effective product management skill.
We don't underline that enough. It's a really important skill to be able to include them.
Well, yeah, what's funny about that, Cindy, and I don't know, I mean, I started out going way back into ancient history. I started out as a coder, you know, in languages that really don't even exist anymore.
I remember.
So not worth mentioning.
Right. Pascal, COBOL.
Yeah, exactly. See, I knew you would know, you know, from our earlier conversations. Anyway, so I was apparently good enough at that, of course, you know, got promoted and kept getting promoted. And then someone asked me, you know, hey, you seem to have a really good handle of what's kind of in the customer's mind. You ever thought about product management? And ended up getting into that. And one of the things that I think is so critically important, it's one of those best practice skills that the really great product managers do, is a way of always making sure that whoever they're talking to, whoever it is in the company or outside the company, feels included in the conversation and feels as though their contribution is valuable and being heard. And so if that means, you know, for your developers or your engineers, that you do it over a pint of Guinness, then you do it over a pint of Guinness, and be thankful that they're willing to engage you, right? It's definitely one of the skills, I think, that isn't taught in business school.
Indeed. And so we're now talking about product management in general, but to bring it back into product camp, Greg, you were talking about earlier, in terms of encouraging people to present, that's exactly what you're doing, is letting everyone know that we want to hear from them. They're valuable. They have a contribution to be made at this event.
Absolutely. Product camp is about community. When you get down to it, it's really about community, and it's about sharing your knowledge. We use the term learn, share, connect. And because you come to learn, you come to share your knowledge, and you come to connect with others. And that's, in a nutshell, that's what Product Camp is about. It's about people who have experiences and knowledge coming to bring their experiences and knowledge to share with other people who have other experiences and knowledge. Meanwhile, you're learning those other experiences and knowledge from those other individuals, whether they be from another company in your industry, whether they be from a completely different industry, or if their role is completely different. We all have something to learn from each other, and that's what Product Camp's about.
Well, one of the things that I see that comes up for people being hesitant to present, feeling that they don't have a polished presentation. It's a skill for product managers to have to present data and the information that we've captured from the market in a professional way. But how do you address that at Product Camp SoCal?
We actually frown upon polished presentations. We don't want a polished presentation. We don't want a lecture. If you come in with a slide deck, it's, you know, have a few slides, that's great. Visual aids are good to have, but don't hammer your audience with 40 slides. And if a session's an hour long, we don't want it to be a 50-minute presentation and 10 minutes of questions. we give a guideline to the people who are proposing topics, and we say no more than 20 minutes of content. We want it to be a discussion. We want the people, the person or people at the front of the room to put something out there that gets the rest of the room talking. And I'm still waiting for the day where we get a where it looks like the British Parliament. I'll be so jazzed to be in one of those kinds of discussions where people are shouting across the room at each other good naturedly, but you know, having a passionate debate on a particular topic. That to me in a nutshell is what it's all about and what we're striving for.
Yeah, it's funny that you mentioned that, Greg, because that reminds me of probably one of my favorite discussions that we had at a Product Camp SoCal thus far, and it was around kind of the use of anthropology in product management. You know, Jolie was there, and Josh.
Paula Gray.
Yeah, and Paula, exactly. And just some truly amazing exchanges, right, where people were asking frank and honest questions, and it was a true dialogue. And that's what I love about a Product Camp done right.
And that session, I think that was the best session of the day. It was in the smallest room at that facility.
Mm-hmm.
And, in fact, it was a spontaneously created panel.
Yep.
That was going to be Paula Gray speaking individually. And during the course of the day and in between sessions, she met up with Jolie Gardner and Jeffrey Bean and I think one other person. And they formed an impromptu panel, and it got a buzz, and people started heading over to that room, and it was a packed house, and it was a great discussion.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Do you think that there's specific topics that need to be discussed at every product camp that would generate that kind of buzz and interaction?
Well, one thing that we've learned, and it really came to light for us when three of us went up to Product Camp Silicon Valley this year, and that is that certain topics need to have more of an entry-level perspective and an advanced-level perspective, because when you get, let's say if we're talking agile practices, there can be an introduction to agile, but an agile practitioner, a product manager, or a scrum master, somebody who actually lives agile on a daily basis, isn't going to be energized by that kind of a discussion. But if you've got a more advanced level of discussion on that particular topic, you're going to get a lot more engagement and a higher level of discussion. Also, if the room at the intro level is full of people who are inquisitive and not really knowledgeable on the subject, you're going to get a lot of great questions and a lot of, especially if you've got a panel at the front of the room, you're going to get a lot of good questions and a lot of good dialogue. One thing that we had last year at our first event at Cal State Fullerton, which was our second product camp, we had a lot of undergrad students in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Our first one at UC Irvine, we had a lot of graduate students. But the second time around, we established a partnership with the Mihalo College of Business at Cal State Fullerton, and they marketed to the undergrads. And the undergrads brought in a great new energy that we hadn't had before, and I haven't seen at any other product camps that I've attended, where they've got this fresh theoretical knowledge, and mixed in with a little bit of naivete and a heavy desire to learn, a strong curiosity, and they really notched up the general discussion. If just mixing in a handful of undergrad students into the room of professionals really changed the dynamic and energized it quite a bit. And frankly, I think it makes it enlightens them a lot, but it also helps to draw out the insights from the professionals in the room, because every one of those professionals has authority on a subject and has something to say. Some people are just a little shy to speak up and say it. But when you get that level of curiosity, there's a chemistry that changes in the room when we had the undergrads come into the room, and it was great.
Excellent. Yeah, that was an issue actually at Silicon Valley, and I believe tomorrow at Product Camp Austin they're doing a panel discussion about, I'm not sure if it's this, I think it's the future of product management as opposed to the future of product camp. There's been blog postings with Jim Holland talking about at Silicon Valley Product Camp there wasn't the level of engagement of participation in the individual meetings that there has been in the past. I guess that has to do with the topics or...
I don't know that it's necessarily the topics. I think a lot of it has to do with how it's advertised and who comes into the room. If you're going into a room expecting something a little bit more sophisticated than what is presented, if you're talking about gaining customer insights and somebody's up at the front telling you, okay, you can use a Zoomerang or SurveyMonkey, but don't use more than 10 questions. Most product managers know those kinds of, you know, those kinds of things. Don't hammer your customer base with survey questions. Some of those elemental things are a little bit more of a put off. But to somebody that doesn't do that stuff, that's great insight.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is why I think it's important, and it's something we've been talking about and thinking about a lot for the third camp, third SoCal camp, is how do you better identify those types of levels, if you will, or grades of topic, right? Because it's important that a lot of people are going to want to talk about Agile. A lot of people are going to want to talk probably about social media. A lot of people are going to want to talk about maybe best practices or personal branding or something. But again, how do you appropriately identify who are the advanced experts, right, the ones who are going to want to have that more knowledgeable discussion versus those who want to have the beginner or the 101 sort of discussion, and try and see if there's a way to make sure that sessions can exist that appeal to both?
Yeah, and along that line, would it be advantageous to kind of have a roadmap for people as product managers to identify where they are on this roadmap in terms of their product management experience? It's not just a matter, or maybe it is just a matter of how many years you've put in the position, but I think that even if you've been years in the position, you may be less familiar with different tools. You'll be familiar with the discipline as a whole. It's time to start nailing them down, I think, even just as a discussion point.
Well, it's interesting that you say that, Cindy, because, again, I mean, we've been having some of these discussions, and we've been talking about, you know, do there need to be tracks that we try and encourage, you know, certain topic ideation and proposals into kind of certain buckets so that we can make sure that the most important or the most likely in-demand topics are covered. But I like your idea there of somehow helping people who are going to be attending the camp to be able to kind of self-diagnose their own level of expertise in a specific topic, to then therefore identify, do they want to go to the beginner or the intermediate, if there is one, or even the advanced discussion on that particular topic. That's interesting. That's interesting.
Thanks, and as long as you gave me the floor here, one of the things that I'm constantly approached, I have a big network on LinkedIn, is what does it take to be a product manager? How do I become a product manager? And I think that we need to institute some way of creating a mentoring system, and it'll probably be an organic thing. But I think it's part and parcel of this could happen at Product Camp, that we set up maybe a side room where you can find a mentor or you can talk to someone that has expertise in the area that you want to direct your career towards.
you know, it's funny again that you mentioned that, because that's part of what the great team for the Product Camp 2 that was at the Mihailo School of Business at Cal State Fullerton ended up doing. We actually had, you know, undergrad volunteers and whatnot who were looking for mentors, and they were basically assigned or signed up with various mentors and had conversations with them. And I think, Greg, we're planning to do that again, right, for the third camp and maybe even expand on it?
Yes.
I'd love for you to talk about that more, because I haven't really seen that at other product camps. But then again, I've only been to Silicon Valley product camp. It is my goal to get to every product camp.
Good luck at that one. There's too many now.
Virtually.
You could have done that in 2 years ago, but good luck at trying doing that now.
Well, it just means you'll rack up the frequent flyer miles.
Well, you can't be in two places at once.
Well, that's true.
We could do, but with Product Camp Radio, we could. So.
Yes. But to come back, Cindy, to your point, I mean, I think that's one of the really great things about our partnership with Mihailo, is that it gives us access to all of these, you know, undergrad and graduate students who are in business and thinking about, okay, what do I want to do when I finally graduate and go out into the quote-unquote real world, and they get exposed to this idea of product management or product marketing. And if you're in the slightest bit passionate about what you want to do for a living, I would challenge anyone to try and find a job that is more engaging and useful of that passion than something in product management or product marketing. And it really pulls them in. And we hope to be able to, you know, take that energy and channel it and funnel it for them to help them develop careers that are big successes in these areas. And that's, I think, where long-term, where our mentoring program is headed. Because, you know, Orange County Product Managers is all about building a sustainable, organic community here in SoCal.
There's definitely a personality of SoCal community. I'm not sure that – do you want to state that again? Because that's a lead-in question. I have a follow-up question to that.
Well, talking about the demographics of the Orange County market? Particularly Orange County, but really all of Southern California, and we do reach from, you know, we pull reach from Los Angeles down to San Diego. We have a lot of San Diego people that come up. We've got people from the Inland Empire that come in, but primarily most of our attendees are Orange County based. Orange County is a somewhat of a unique market in that there isn't one dominant industry. There are a lot of different industries here. We've got a lot of software. We've got a lot of hardware. We've got a lot of medical device, but we've also got a lot of apparel companies, food companies. We've got a lot of different industries that are strongly represented in Orange County. And one of the advantages that we have, and one of the things that we want to focus on as we market Product Camp SoCal, is that we want to capitalize on that diversity. And that diversity is a great thing, because everybody comes in with a different perspective. When we were sitting around the table, the first Product Camp planning team, we had a dozen of us sitting around the table, all from different industries. Two software guys would be talking about something. It's everyday conversation and best practice between the two of them. But the person from the food industry sitting across the table says, "Wow, that's how you do it? That's very different from the way we do things. We do things this way." And we all had something to learn from each other, and there are nuggets that we could take that we were able to take from the various different industries, you know, product managers from the different industries that we could apply to our jobs. Oftentimes, particularly in the technology world, product management is talked about as a fairly new practice. Well, if you go to Procter & Gamble, product management's been around for decades, and it's just a different form. It's a different industry. They have different areas of focus. They use different tools, different practices, but they're all things that we can learn from each other. Maybe, some of these manufacturing companies, and I have heard of some examples, some of these manufacturing companies can adopt some of the, you know, development practices that are prevalent in the software world. I've heard some manufacturing companies are are using forms of Agile, you know, getting into some of the social media and the listening platforms and things of that are all beneficial to many different industries, not just software, not just hardware, technology, etc. So that's one of the things that's great about Orange County and Product Camp SoCal, that we pull from all kinds of different industries and you get lots of different perspectives.
And just to jump on that point very quickly, because this is actually something very near and dear to my heart, that's something that as long as I'm involved with Product Camp SoCal will continue to be a core tenet of our group, because I tend to be of the school of thought in product management that a product is a product and that our skill set is incredibly transferable irrespective of industry. And I don't want to get into the whole debate about domain knowledge and, you know, the importance of it. I'm not dismissing that. Domain knowledge is critically important. But I believe that information, you know, whatever the expertise is required to understand an industry, can be learned far more rapidly than the skill set and the best practices associated with product management or product marketing. I believe those are totally transferable.
Yeah. So you're alluding to that it's product management is a discipline?
Yes.
I agree. Question had to do with, do you think there's a personality type that is well suited to being a product manager?
Yes. Yes, I would say so. But I hesitate to say, I guess, personality type, because that suggests that it's something somehow innate. I, again, come from a school of thought that I believe people can learn these skills. It can certainly be harder for some people to learn them, but I believe anyone, if they really want to be, can be a product manager. It just, you know, you've got to develop the critical skills for it.
Excellent. A slight discussion or disagreement that would lend itself to an organic debate.
Yes.
It's valuable, and I find that a lot of my professional colleagues, and hey, product managers are good people, they're nice people, and polite.
and see, that would, if that were true at some of the companies I've worked at, they would never get a product launched. Because I've worked at companies where if the product manager is not just a killer, you know, just a bulldog, it would never get done.
So this is a good point anywhere on blogs, and maybe I'm not reading the right one. Certainly cranky product manager alludes to this.
Yeah.
But I think she might be the only one. And I think it is also perhaps a gender issue, you know, that women need to be ballsy to be successful doing this.
Right.
You need to be ballsy to be in technology at all.
Right.
I think it's changing, but I still see plenty of things go across the Twitter sphere about how there's not enough women in technology starting companies and why. But that's really, you bring up a point that's important to me.
Yeah.
What does it take to be ballsy? I think we need to teach that to product managers. How do you get people to agree with you and also include you at the table where you're going to come in disagreeing with them?
Well, in fact, you know, that's a topic that I've seen John Mansoor speak on once or twice.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not being ballsy, but it's how to increase your influence and how to get yourself a seat at the table.
Right. And I was just going to say, if there is an innate skill or a skill that a product manager absolutely must learn if they're going to be successful, it's flexibility or a chameleon-like nature. Because for a product manager who you know tends not to have direct managerial authority to get stuff done, they have to be able to negotiate and work with, you know, ad hoc teams spread across the company. And so they must be able to adapt to whatever is the culture within that company and then whatever are the relevant subcultures of the groups that they're trying to engage. If you can't do that, you're not going to be a successful product manager.
And that comes with learning from experience and failure.
Yes.
Unfortunately.
No, absolutely, absolutely. But it also means that, you know, in some companies where it's a cutthroat kind of environment, a product manager is going to have to be a shark if they want to get it done. You know, versus if it's a very kind of structured, more laid back sort of organization or a, you know, cross your T's, dot your I's, then, yeah, the product manager can be a nice guy or gal and still get it done.
So should we be teaching those JARC skills at Product Camp?
Well, it's interpersonal skills, really, right? I mean, these are it's how do you interact with people? Like Greg said, I mean, John Mansoor has done some really great talks about how you work on getting a seat at the table and getting heard. And he's certainly not the only one who's done that, but figuring out how to be a influencer within an organization, because again, we tend not to have direct managerial authority. You've got to figure out how do you influence, right? How do you negotiate to get stuff done?
Excellent.
And you can tend to be on the quiet side, but if you present facts, concrete facts with numbers, with the market-based evidence to back it up, you'll get noticed and people will start to listen. You need to develop a little bit of a reputation within your organization for doing so. It might take a couple of attempts, but if you bring quantifiable facts from the market, not somebody's opinion, bring quantifiable facts from the market, that in most relatively mature environments, that will resonate.
Yes.
There are always the exceptions. Then, in which case, maybe it's time for the product manager to find a new environment to work in. Some environments will never see the light.
Unfortunately, true.
So, excellent. Gosh, I really appreciate your willingness to hang in there.
No problem.
To get this Product Camp Radio produced. Could you reiterate the basic details about where it is, when it is, how much it costs, who should come, and how to get more information.
No, that's true.
Greg, would you tell me about the history of Product Camp SoCal, how you got started, how long you're doing this, and maybe some of the challenge obstacles that you've broken through?
Sure, that can be a long answer, but I'll let Mac help me out. Covering a lot of things. Orange County Product Managers, I think I iterated before, was created in June 2009, and we started talking about Product Camp in that fall of 2009, and we quickly put together a team of about a dozen product managers. Most of us were actually in career transition at the time, but coming from a broad variety of different industries. But we're all passionate about what we do, and we love the concept of Product Camp. I don't think any of us had ever been to one, but we're all very eager to produce one. We started working on it in October. Our first event was February of 2010. We had about 178 people at UC Irvine, and what we really tried to do is put a framework around some of the unstructuredness of the unconference.
Right.
When we started planning, it was a little bit of a free for all. Everybody was involved in everything. We quickly learned that you needed to have individual assignments, and we actually created an org chart with directors and managers and people responsible for certain areas. That way you knew if there was a breakdown in one of the processes, you could correct it. You didn't have people stepping on each other's toes. You didn't have people saying, well, I thought so-and-so was going to take care of that. No, we quickly set out to create an org chart, a job descriptions even. We went that far. And that helped us out tremendously. So that's one lesson learned is build an organizational chart and then find people with the skill sets and the desire to fill those roles. The second big lesson we learned was with our first product camp at UC Irvine, we attempted to establish a strong link with the business school. And while we got some great interest from some of the departments in the business school, unfortunately, they weren't the people who could either write a check or get some facilities provided to us. We ended up having to pay out of pocket for the conference facility at UC Irvine.
Wow.
And we also had to purchase our food items from their on-campus vendor.
And this was for an event that you weren't charging an admission fee.
That's correct. That's absolutely correct. So one of the things that we sought out to do with our second product camp was find a partner. And we tried with the Mirage School of Business at UC Irvine, and it just didn't go. We tried the Mihailo College of Business at Cal State Fullerton, and we found a great partner. We've since developed mentorship programs. They market to the undergrads, the grad students, and most importantly, we get to use the beautiful Mihailo Hall, the two-year-old business school building, for our conference at no charge. So that right there saved us over $3,000. We were able to save further by being able to go and use off-site caterers, off-site sources. So we actually had the lunch was catered by Subway, so we were able to strike a good deal with Subway to bring the lunch food on. We were also able to go to Costco for many of the ancillary items, the snack items and things like that we had, whereas we couldn't do those things under our agreement with UC Irvine. So we saved a ton of money doing that, and because the product camps are all sponsor-funded, that greatly relieved the burden of our fundraising efforts. So we were able to produce a much larger product camp. Second time around, we had 235 people versus 178 the first time. We had a larger product camp, and it was significantly less expensive to put on. Mac, do you have anything else to add?
No, I mean, those are definitely critical best practices, right? I mean, the finding a facility partner, I think, is incredibly important. Deciding on your organizational structure is equally important. I mean, part of the reason we went so extensively, right? I mean, on org chart and job descriptions, et cetera, is because, as Greg pointed out, none of us had ever been to or been a part of organizing a product camp before.
Which is amazing.
I know, right, Cindy? But what was funny about it is, again, we're all product managers. And so it's like, okay, wait, well, we don't know how to do this, but we have a discipline. We know, you know, we've never put on, no one had ever put on an event in our original group of volunteers before. But again, we have a discipline, you know, go through. Exactly. Put together a checklist, identify where all the areas are. I mean, one of the things that we did starting in the first product camp, and this is another best practice that I hope to see it at other product camps, we've gotten tons of positive feedback on this, is we have a speaker manager. One of the roles that we have identified is a person who is solely dedicated with engaging and communicating with people who are proposing topics for discussion at product camp. And part of the reason that we do that is so that those people feel, you know, very, very comfortable with what it is that they're being asked to do, where they're going to do it, and when they need to be there.
Excellent. So they're oriented and they're ready to go. That is taking care of your customers, if you will.
Absolutely. And in fact, I wish I remembered the blog who had written about it, but there was a really great blog review out online. I think it was about Product Camp SoCal's, maybe the first one, maybe it was the second one. But anyway, the blog writer commented, because that blog writer also presented, on how useful and valuable it was to have that communication from that speaker manager.
Excellent. And that's something that we've learned that we do weekly now with our talk on Twitter. Even for a virtual event,
mm-hmm.
the speaker needs to be oriented.
Yes.
It shouldn't just be thrown in.
Right.
So, and as I'm learning, as we produce Product Camp Radio as well. So thanks for bearing with me.
Oh, no problem. And then I guess just to answer your other question about some of the details, obviously the third Product Camp SoCal is coming on October 15th. It's going to again be at the beautiful Mihailo Hall at CSU Fullerton. And as usual and as always, it is a a free event to participants. You know, the goal is to ask you to come out and engage, right? To learn from each other, share your expertise, and connect with your fellow product professionals.
Excellent. Do you do things around the event for people who are coming in out of town? Is there any pre or post kind of social events attached to it?
Well, it is funny. The first year that we did the product camp, we thought about having a pre-get-together at a bar, you know, to have some drinks or maybe have dinner together and just chat. And that ended up not happening. But one thing that we have done in the past two, and we will do again, is a after party, right? So once product camp is done, we'll go, you know, across the street there on the other side of the Mahalo Hall. Across the street is a really great little a place where you can, you know, have a couple drinks, and we can all just chat and debrief and continue to connect.
So let me ask you perhaps a summarizing question. What moves you as product management professionals to produce this event that requires so much energy, resources, commitment, but does not provide any profit?
Well, I think that's a very personal question, so I think Greg and I will probably have different answers. I would say that for myself, the reason I've been involved with Product Camp from the beginning, and I will be as long as I live in Orange County, is I'm a big believer in community, and I'm a big believer in paying it forward. And so I stumbled across product management because someone, you know, asked me in the early days of my career. And I recognized that the best way to become a better product manager is to learn from my colleagues. So the creation of the community here in Orange County is very near and dear to my heart. And it's the least I can do is, you know, to try and pay it forward to hopefully help someone else who might be interested in getting in product management or product marketing.
Yeah, and there are tremendous networking opportunities. Obviously, for Mac and myself, there's some pretty significant personal branding that comes along with being involved in something like this, particularly at the level that we are. Many of us, myself included, have actually found jobs as a result of meeting somebody as part of our product camp involvement. So that is, I don't know how much more you could say for a from a networking standpoint. It's incredible networking, and I have met some amazing people. Just my professional development has grown tremendously in the period that I've been involved with product camp and Orange County product managers. It's a great way to grow as a professional, meet some very good people, and demonstrate to employers and to other companies that you might be doing business with that you mean business and that you know what you're talking about and that you're engaged in the process.
Yeah, no, that's a really great point, Greg, is that one of our most effective recruitment tools is how amazingly powerful it has been for so many of our volunteers in their own career development, whether it's, you know, finding a new position or finding something when you're in transition, or like Greg said, building your personal brand as a expert in XYZ. We have found that a lot of our volunteers, Greg, myself, and others, who have been able to find jobs or you know, find new opportunities purely because of the leadership that all of us have demonstrated by building Product Camp SoCal.
Excellent. I don't have anything more to say to that. That is excellent. You've captured why I'm here, why we're all here, what the opportunity is. And you had said some poetic things earlier, Mac, about organically growing a community. I hope we captured that.
if not, call me and I'll try and recreate it.
Yeah. So I want to. I think I've had you online for over an hour now. I'm going to let you go with some final words. Again, this is Cindy Solomon. This is our second installment of Product Camp Radio. We've had Greg White and Mac McCoy of Product Camp SoCal talking about the road to Product Camp, what's been involved for them to grow this community. It's really a touching and inspiring story about what it takes to grow community and to mentor product management, the conversation, and the event.
Thank you so much, Cindy, for having us on. I mean, this has been a blast. Regardless of the technical difficulties, it's just been a lot of fun talking to you and you know, speaking about a passion that's near to all of us, right? It's been great.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. Cindy, like I told you before we started recording, this is a topic that Mac and I can talk about for a long time very easily.
Great. Taking notes for a blog posting, one of us should definitely do a blog posting just about some of the what we talked about here, if only to summarize things that should be touched upon at all product camps.
Yeah, absolutely. It's, again, apropos that you mentioned that, Cindy, it's almost as though I have given you some hints, because we're in the middle of upgrading our websites, kind of redoing them. So stay tuned for a new and improved ocproductmanagers.org and a new and improved productcampsocal.org in the next day or two.
Great. And you heard that URL. I will update my links to productcampsocal.org. And people should follow you on Twitter at ProdCampSocal, as well as Greg White at GregWhiteOC, and Mac McCoy at Mac_McCoy, as well as Prod Management Talk, ProDMGMTTALK.
Fantastic.
Awesome.